Secure yourself a place in the afterlife by investing in my company. I became a fighter in the recent war in the spirit universes. The war was all about my economics, free issuance, replacing existing systems of tax and war. My side, the one with superlative economic ideas and ideals, won. A trillion million advanced world settled in light and after adopted my system and rewarded me greatly in the spirit dimensions. These worlds were so grateful that they created a special heaven for Gendex Bank stockholders, a land where food, sex, and fun are all the best. Investors in my Gendex company go there when we die instead of becoming sleeping survivors. Upon arriving, our survivors reclaim their looks from the age of 20. What the Gendex shareholders get is absolutely incomparable to the lot of most, which is merely the insubstantial existence of the ghost dimensions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My throat hurts now.
Oh,
this
good.
Is Puke and the Gang.
Good thing you recorded that at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all back together, including Tom.
Hello.
Including Tom.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad Nick
Nobody
was able to.
Nick running.
I'm so glad that Nick was able to come for the 300th episode.
That wasn't a very good thing bit. That I thought that was going to be much better.
Yeah, we know.
I want to rape kids.
Yeah, he keeps saying that constantly.
So what did Nick bring us for the 300th show?
Let's see, where is the...
Because we did nothing. Left it all up to him.
He also brought nothing.
Oh, boy!
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, it's all you, Tom. It's your show.
Oh, shit.
We're just going to shut up now.
Didn't really bring any material.
Mm.
I mean, I got some treats for later.
What? That sounds so...
Treats for later?
Nefarious.
Like a dog?
Yeah, it's supposed to...
Treats for later is what Bill Cosby said.
Oh, shizzle.
Yeah.
Well, remember how I said I was going to bring balut one of these days?
What is that?
Oh,
that's the fermented duck or the fertilized duck egg. It's got like the baby duck inside of it.
Oh no! Oh God, no!
Oh, don't worry, I didn't bring that.
I don't care. It's just because we're on this topic. I don't like whatever you brought.
Yeah,
no, so it looks like that.
I found something worse.
Something worse? Oh no, Tom.
So I'll just tease that and stay tuned for after the break.
I don't like being teased, and my regular puke bucket trash can is not in here.
Uh oh, puke bucket.
Well, I only have the trash can that has holes in it.
Oh, right.
So we can't puke into that trash can.
Oh, you can. It just comes out the bottom again.
You can puke into these beer mugs that Anthony Harvey gave us.
There you go. 300 episodes. Whoop-de-fucking-do. I think after we reached episode 100, we had a big production, and we wrote a bunch of skits for it and everything like that. Then now we don't care.
It was a lot of work, and that was the most work I'm ever going to put in anything that doesn't make us any money.
Yeah, that's very true.
For the most part.
No, it doesn't make us any money. We get some money, but I don't know. What do you consider making money? Like, we've definitely lost a hell of a lot more money in this hobby of ours than we've ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we had kept those 21 Bitcoin somebody gave us once.
Technically,
God damn it.
This room alone accounts for 20% of my house.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, that's like $250 a month.
Mm, at least.
Between mortgage, taxes, insurance,
mm-hmm.
these lights, and I don't use any electricity in this house that comes close to these lights, or that air conditioner.
To be fair, these lights were your idea.
I know.
Okay.
And aren't we lucky that we have them?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So lucky.
But you guys are big time podcasters. That really got to drop the panties on the ladies.
Oh, yeah. It works well. Let me tell you about my podcast.
Yeah.
And then they listen. And there's just me shouting about traffic. Nothing turns them on more. Oh, my lucky star is a Negro. That helps, too.
Or drops like that. Mm-hmm.
Especially when every
and
young female is a liberal.
Yeah.
They really love the talk on this show.
That's true.
Let me tell you.
We have no fans.
And then I could go, oh, but I got a college professor coming on. And then they'll get excited, and they'll listen and be thoroughly disappointed. So
who's a college professor?
Who's a college professor?
Yeah, I don't know any of those people.
Oh, okay.
You've had three on.
No, we've had a few.
Three? I can only think of two. Larry and Tom.
I'm not a music professor.
Who's the third?
Was it Nora?
Oh yeah. She's a Nazi professor.
Yeah, nobody likes her.
Yeah. So, let's see. So, what did I want to get into?
Am I too hot? I feel like I'm getting a lot of mine.
You are wearing a sweatshirt. All right, fine. I don't know.
I don't know. I just it sounds like I could hear.
There you
hear,
go. Is that better? My,
yeah, that's
turn
better.
Me down two now to make it equal.
What?
Okay, oh. We're doing mic checks all around. Tom.
Hello. Episode 300. We got it down, bitches.
Holy shit.
We're professionals.
So
I don't know. I could hear my lips smacking in my headphones, and it was freaking me out.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was editing the one of the music shows. But the problem is, when I do the music show, I sit in the chat chair.
Yeah,
and I just hold on to the mic. So there's hand noises from the microphone.
Oh, well, don't do that.
We need like a pad to wrap around there so you can fist it.
Wear a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Then your hands will be sweating.
Like Michael Jackson.
Constant.
Ooh, Michael Jackson. But no, I noticed lots of mouth noises that I don't normally notice. And I wonder why. Maybe it's because I was drunk. Do you make more mouth noises when you're drunk?
Oh, probably. I'm sure.
You know, I woke up this morning.
Let me find out. I'm going to finish this vodka.
Because there's no door to my bedroom. It's like a loft, right? And Puke gets up and goes downstairs and... Mm-hmm.
Because I sleep in the studio when I hang out.
He didn't wake me up when he got out of the bed. That sounds weird. But he was sitting downstairs, and every morning Puke gets up. I don't even know if he realizes it, but he just makes body noises. Like, I'm used to the house being pretty silent, and I'm usually the first one up in the morning. But Puke's in the living room, just sitting there going... Like, just nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, at first, I'm like,
sorry.
Oh, he just needs to, like, clear something out of his throat or his nose.
No, I do. But it takes
infinitely.
Hours. Yeah.
What is happening to
I don't
you?
Know. What? My whole life, I've, like, my body, my respiratory system has been trying to kill me my entire life.
But
like, I'm allergic to air, I think.
But I hang around you normally,
yeah.
And sometimes we'll sit in total silence, and I don't hear a peep or a sound or anything.
Okay.
Yet you're an entire floor away from me, and this is just you know, bouncing off the walls and shaking the room with its loudness.
Well, when we're in our meditation pods, I try to make sure to maintain the silence so we can properly attune with the Mother Gaia. But
and
I don't know. No, in the mornings, like, I don't know. I think I've always been like this. So my brother, when we were kids, I slept in the living room. From age, I don't know when, to fucking 14 or something. Like, for like 3 or 4 years, when my brother got old enough, he got the bedroom in our three-room house, and I slept in the living room. Instead of a couch, there was my bed in this room that was about the size of this room. And then there was also a kitchen kind of in the same room, so it was a little bit bigger. But anyway, and he would wake up in the middle of the night, and like I guess I'd be snoring or something. He'd just walk in and like pinch my nose closed, and then we'd get into a fight, and that's why I hate him now. But
who would win the fight?
No, we just slap at each other, whatever, and then he'd go back to the bedroom. And
slappers only?
Yeah, and then I would foment a desire to kill all of humanity, and that's why I am who I am now.
Foment.
Yeah.
Fake fermenting.
No, foment.
Fomenting.
Music professor Tom, could you please tell Andrew that's a real word?
He's making it up.
Depends how you spell it.
Foment.
He's spelling it Faux.
Yeah, I think that's the correct spelling.
Faymount. So, I've always had allergies, and I've It's a lot better now.
Oh, yeah. It sounds better.
In 2002, I think, is when I had the septum surgery, or 2001.
Mm-hmm.
The army drilled out my face, and I could breathe much better. So imagine what it was like when I was pre-19 years old. It was probably just awful, because that shit like just comes out of your face, but it didn't have anywhere to go. And it still doesn't really have a lot of places to go, but I'm also kind of still getting over that cold. I think I had that respiratory cold like a few weeks ago. Anyway, for the past few
when
weeks,
I was 19,
I
had this cold.
Yeah, I'm still waking up and like coughing. I don't know. Like, what do you want? What you need is a goddamn white noise machine or something in this house.
Yeah, it's called
it's too
TV.
Quiet. No, that's not white noise. That's very specific noise.
Yeah, because even the heater in this house is no forced air, so you don't even have the air circulating.
Yeah.
You know what else would
very
help?
Quiet.
Huh? Having a bedroom door.
Yeah. That's fine. I like that room a lot, actually.
It's just kind of odd to not have a door to your bedroom.
I guess, but the only people that will ever see it is all the guests he has up here in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, we have to walk past it to get through my bedroom to get to the studio, essentially.
It's not through.
Technically, it is.
No. You can turn left or right.
Yeah.
And if you turn left, then you go into your bedroom, kind of. But there's no wall blocking
the
view.
I'm pointing to the door behind me, the door to the studio. I submit anything beyond this door.
Who cares? Nobody cares about that. It's
that
gay.
Isn't downstairs is my bedroom.
Okay.
Goofer. I think as soon as you come up those stairs, you're in your bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tom agrees. He's a professor.
Call 911.
You're going to get raped.
Okay, since we're on the topic of my house.
Yeah. What about your house?
So.
Exciting. Now.
I mentioned.
I don't know. You said on the topic of my house, and then you didn't talk.
I'm thinking of what to say. I'm trying to think of what I said on the show before. So I mentioned on the show before that I've heard skitterings.
Uh-oh.
In the ceiling of the basement, the floor of the living room and kitchen. Right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And haven't really seen any mice, but one day I was at Home Depot.
I will hunt down the alleged arachnid.
I see plenty of those. and I kill them on a daily basis. But I hear this skittering all the time.
Stop making those body noises.
Sorry, my nose is itchy and still is.
he's itching his nose.
So I hear the skittering. I go to Home Depot. I was buying tools and stuff, so I bought some mouse traps.
Okay.
And I also...
What kind of mouse traps did you get?
Well, first off, I borrowed those. I thought they were chipmunks because there's so many chipmunks and squirrels outside.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was chipmunks getting into the house.
Yeah, you never can tell.
Or doing something.
I don't know if you can tell.
So I got the... I had a chipmunk trap, and Nick had a chipmunk trap. I put peanut butter in them, put them in the basement. One of them moved. The peanut butter was gone, but the trap wasn't fully trapped.
Right? Closed.
So the chipmunk was smarter than the trap.
Not good.
So that didn't work out.
You're breeding super monks.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, I keep hearing this skittering. All right, somebody else cover for a second because I'm going insane.
Oh, Andrew's going to sneeze. While he's sneezing, I'm going to go over here to the music selection. Tom, how's the weather out there today?
Hot.
It's hot for October in New Hampshire.
Unreasonable.
Hot-tober.
Hot-tober.
Not complaining. I'm playing game of who's going to be the last person to turn on the heat.
Oh, would it be you? Because my heat's turned on.
You lose.
I lose, too. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, this house is shaded. It's so cool in the summer. It's great. And then in the winter, all the leaves go away, and the sun heats it up, and it's easy to heat. But, I get these traps.
So your sneeze is
Home Depot.
Out of the way, and you get traps.
Yeah.
And what kind of traps?
That's the thing. I'm like, what kind of traps should I get? Because I was really angry at these chipmunks, these alleged chipmunks.
Okay.
And I got those ones, the sticky ones.
Oh, God. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because once you catch the animal on the sticky things, it just crawls around and squeals, and sometimes you find a leg. Did you find a leg?
So I get these sticky traps, and I just assumed they were like full solution traps, like they had bait on them. I thought the sticky stuff was bait.
No, it's just a tray full of glue.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that, but I thought there was like sugar in the glue or something to attract the things. So I bought four of them, and I placed them in various key locations where I think might be a chipmunk root, you know? So then I'm like, you know what? I don't think there's bait on those. I already went through the process of setting them up. Now I got to get bait on them.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother. And I just thought, well, they're you know, they're in the root. So they're just going to run them over anyway.
That's kind of like, I think, what you're supposed to do with them.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought
because mice run along walls.
Yep.
They won't like run in the open.
Yeah.
So you're just supposed to put them next to the wall.
I put one along the sewer pipe thing.
Mm-hmm.
I put one on top of the footer of the wall for the basement, the foundation.
Okay.
A couple of them. One up on top of the cabinets. So, yeah. Anyway, I kept hearing the skittering. Even after these traps were there, I'm like, I really need to bait those traps. And that's about as far as I took it. I just never baited the traps. And I've had them for a couple months now. And a couple weeks ago...
Because I was dumb.
I heard more skittering than ever before, and it was driving me insane. And it just sounds like there's a mouse or a chipmunk right above my head as I sit on the couch in the basement, and he's just scratching the other side of the drywall.
Yeah.
Like, just to taunt me.
You know what sucks is when they're in the wall next to your head when you're sleeping. That's in my fucking house I rent. There's a fucking chipmunks or mice or something like live in that wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, it's been 2 years now, and they're just like, oh, it's fall. Now I'm going to start like trying to dig through the fucking roof or something. It sounds like they're doing. And it sucks because you wake up at 2 a.m., and I'm pounding on the wall with my fist.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Bang
the wall and
punch the wall
to death.
And they don't. They don't scare.
It doesn't even move.
I don't care.
Like, I expect to hit and hear a bunch of frantic skittering. Nope.
No, they just freeze.
You just pound and nothing. It's just like...
And then more something.
But I just feel insane because I go, did I make it up? Like, is this just leaves rustling outside that I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah, no.
Because it's always very confusing. I can never quite isolate exactly where it's at. I can't tell if it's in a wall or in the ceiling or what.
Well, in my in my house, I know it's not leaves because it's the sound of skittering and what sounds like an acorn being rolled. Like, literally, it sounds like I can hear, like, the mouse or chipmunk. They got to be mice because I don't feel like chipmunks are big enough to get in the wall. I don't fucking know. But anyway, you can hear, like, something rolling.
I just need a pet like, to take care of this stuff.
Like a snake? What the fuck's going to get in your walls?
No.
You just drill a hole in the wall and put the snake in there?
Yeah. I kind of like that idea, but I feel like a snake's not going to smell good when it dies.
What's going to get rid of the snake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. A mongoose, right? Mm.
Yeah. Then what gets rid of the mongoose?
A bear.
What gets rid of the bear? Well, the bear's going to kill you, too. Yeah. And the bear will the
problem solved.
Here. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Skittering.
One night. Maybe in the past week, I fell asleep in the basement watching TV, and I wake up, and something startles me and wakes me up, but I don't know what it was. And then I just dozed off. It wasn't even that late, and I hear like plastic popping. Like it sounds like somebody's taking a like a salad container from a restaurant and like just popping the cover, like pop, 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 pop. And I'm really confused, and I'm thinking, what's going on? Is somebody here? Somebody opening food? And then I'm like, oh, I did have a salad container in the trash can. There might be a chipmunk in the trash can.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's, you know, that's a part of the house I never heard the skittering before. That's the kitchen. That's the main floor. I don't hear skittering on the main floor. I only hear it in the basement.
That's where you don't want them to be. It's
exactly,
in your food,
yeah.
Especially.
Like, are they just living in the food? So I was talking to someone on the phone that night. And as I was talking to them, I was hunting all through the house looking for this noise. I'm like, shh, shh. And I was walking real quiet and real slow. And I couldn't find it. Looked all through the trash can. Looked everywhere. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I give up. Then I'm like, oh, wait. Those glue traps, those are made of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
What if it was one of those? So I go back into the unfinished part of the basement. I look at the glue traps. I forget where I put one of them. So I found three of the four. And the fourth one, couldn't find.
Uh-oh.
Could not find. And I think, no, but it sounded like it was coming from upstairs. But I really can't be sure because I was just waking up and coming to when I heard the noise. And I didn't hear it again. And I went to sleep thinking, well, I'm going to get a chipmunk up the butt. Yeah, that's what's going to happen in my sleep. Like, that's what I'm afraid of.
That's my grandfather died that way.
Yeah. So
chipmunk butt.
Infection.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's put it there.
Okay.
To be fair. I mean.
So I go to sleep. Next day comes and goes. No problems. A couple days later, I end up hearing the noise again. And it wakes me up.
Okay.
And I go, God damn it. What is that noise? So I start looking around the house again. And I can't find it. And then I go into the basement, look at the glue traps. One of them is missing.
Wait, so one was already missing.
One I couldn't find. I may have just misplaced it when I put them in key locations, but I forget where. And I was tired, so I didn't have the energy and ambition to really hunt it down. And I wasn't about to start reaching up and just slapping things in case I, you know, put my hand in that. It's gonna be a bad night. I don't
want to
wake up and deal with that.
You don't want to be stuck in your basement to a glue trap.
I'll be stuck forever.
The glue's on both sides. You didn't know that?
Yeah. So, but one glue trap that was out in the open and obvious, I knew where it was. Not there. Not there. You know what was there? A little tiny wisp of insulation. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, so it crawled out or the
I know
mouse
what happened.
Was...
Yeah, well, the mouse must have come, or the chipmunk must have come through the insulation.
Yeah.
And then dropped down onto the pipe and then ran along the pipe and there you go. So
and then ran away again.
Well, yeah. Now I'm like, okay, shit. So that must have been the noise.
Yeah.
The glue trap flopping around as the thing tries to escape it. Do
but
I want to deal with that right now? Like, do I just start reaching around to try and find it and get bitten in the process?
No, use a flashlight, idiot.
Yeah, I was tired, man. I'm not going to, like, wake up and fully prepare to do shit properly. It's kind of like making yourself coffee. You don't make yourself elaborate coffee when you're really tired in the morning. You just do whatever the least amount of activity you can do to get yourself coffee is.
Okay.
So
that's why I just go to work and get it there.
Exactly. You're too late to even do it at home. Yeah. See? I drive across the street and go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I go, do I really want to find this thing right now and deal with this right now in the middle of the night? Nope. Going back to bed. Hopefully it doesn't drag its ass up two flights of stairs and into the bed with me in the glue trap. That would be awful.
Yeah. That would be amazing, though.
And there's no way that glue trap's getting up the butt.
So I'm picturing this chipmunk. The first front two legs are stuck in the glue and the back legs are sticking off the trap.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I picture that it tried to do a barrel roll across the glue trap, and now it's just stuck to its back like a warm blanket, and it's going to live longer.
So, in the morning, I wake up, and I go, oh, shit. I remember what happened. And I'm laying there, and I'm listening. I don't hear anything. I'm like, okay, I hope I don't go find a severed limb, and then there's a glue-covered chipmunk running around the house now, and it's gonna get stuck to the insulation and die.
That would be awful.
I should have taken care of this last night.
Correct.
So in the morning, I go downstairs again, bring the flashlight, start looking around. There it is. There's a glue trap with a little gray mouse on it.
Ooh,
little gray mouse
freaking out, alive.
He did a barrel roll slowly across the glue trap. The glue was all upset on the one side, but he was on the other side, and he was on his side.
Oh, so his legs were exposed, so that's how he skittered off?
Yeah. Maybe. Like, he must have walked around with this thing for a while or banged into something. I don't know. I mean, making a lot of noise with it. Hmm. So I picked it up, and I'm like, okay, this sucks. And I look at him, and he's not moving. I'm like, oh, at least it's dead. But no. I feel really bad. Like, that must have been an awful way to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate rodents in my house.
True.
But I also look at this little animal, and I think how horrible the death that must have been.
Yeah, that's why you get...
And then he winks so slowly at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh,
no. This is awful. So I look at him, and I'm holding the thing, and it's just like he's on display for me. And he's just blinking really slowly, and he's like, I've given up on trying to move. It's like his whole side, his face, his side, his legs are all stuck to it. This thing is, I'm like, oh, now he knows what it's like to be paralyzed, but probably in more pain. And I was really sad, so I'm like, what do? I can't just throw it in the woods. There's like a plastic tray attached to this thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, Tom made a gun motion with his hand. So I go outside.
Yeah.
And, I walk over to the far side of the garage, and I get a stick.
What? No! Use a shovel!
Then you have the glue trap stuck to the shovel.
No, yeah, that, oh, and well. I use that shovel. Like, I'm going to reuse it.
What, you don't...
I want a disposable
weapon. Off of?
If I had
a shovel.
If I had an ice hammer, I would have used that, because it would have melted away, and there would have been no evidence.
An ice? Made of ice.
I don't want to whack it with a shovel and then put the shovel back in the shed and know that that shovel is covered in mouse guts. That just it's bad enough the shovel goes through dirt where there's worms. I feel bad when I mow the lawn because there's lots of little toads in the backyard, and sure I'm just mowing toads.
You're just mulching the fuck out of endless toads.
Dropping loads and mowing toads.
That's why your lawn looks so good. It's well toed fertilized.
Yeah.
Toaded.
So, because I walk around the backyard, and as I walk around, just hop, hop. Like, seriously, if I walk from one end to the other, like a month ago,
yeah,
probably 15 toads.
Jesus.
Little tiny, little ones, you know, the size of like big bugs.
Big bugs.
Yeah.
Little toads, big bugs.
Yeah, like a beetle. So anyway, I get my stick. I lay the trap on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Take the stick.
Oh, God.
And raise it up. And I look at this mouse, and it just blinks one more time. And I bring the stick down, and I smash the mouse. And I go, okay, I don't even want to look at it, because the trap was stuck to the stick, of course. So I step on the stick, grab the back of the trap, pull it off. Don't even look at it. I just look straight ahead, and I hold it out to my side, and I walk over to the trash can in the garage and drop it in. So, that was sad.
And then you heard scratching from the trash can.
No, thankfully. That was a couple nights ago. And then, let's see, what was it? Oh, earlier today, Puke and I were playing Forza in the basement. And at one point, Puke went upstairs for a second. I heard skittering.
There's usually more than one mouse. So, you got to get yourself some real traps that kill them instantly.
Mouse hammer.
You got to go around the outside of your house and find the hole.
Yeah, actually, Puke found it.
I think I did. There's one in the garden I found the other day. Like, clearly something had kind of dug into the rocks.
In the garden?
Not the garden. You're fucking shit out front. I don't know.
So
planters.
I don't have gutters, so when the water falls, it could hit mud and splash it onto the house, but instead there's gravel.
Yeah, yeah.
To be like a splash guard all around the house, like the perimeter. And yeah, there's clearly rocks that have been moved out of the way to go right to the basement. So I'm hoping that's the only place they're coming in, but I don't know. I feel like I have this porch. I don't know what's underneath that porch. I feel like it's just 18 mouse holes.
I mean, seems to be where they might come in if they're up in the insulation above your TV there.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Oh, yeah. I had something scurrying, scratching around up in my bedroom at night.
What, like recently?
Yeah, like a month or two ago.
Oh, no.
Started, and just every like 5 days or so.
And that's a ways up. It's not like that's ground level. Like, that's like two stories above.
Yeah, so it's up in the attic somewhere, and it's in the accessible part of the attic, so I can't figure out what the fuck's up there, and it's just like crawling behind the walls, and I'm trying to go to bed, and it's just mm-hmm. making a fucking racket. And so one time I walked up into the attic. Oh, excuse me. And I step into the attic, turn on the light, and a fucking bat flies right at my face.
Oh, bat! Yay.
And it's like flying around in the attic.
That's way worse than a mouse.
Nope.
A bat scares you.
And it's airborne.
Wow. Yes, it's flying at your face. A mouse doesn't fly at your face.
But a bat's easier to catch. Because they can't just crawl underneath things. They flutter around, and eventually you can whack it with a broom.
No, they crawl behind things, never to be seen again.
Oh, my cat caught a bat. That was years ago.
See, this is why I needed a pet.
Mm-hmm.
But so
that's how I woke up to the bat being chased by the cat, and I grabbed a gun first, nearly killed the cat.
No,
only shot two neighbors.
Most deadly weapon for a bat is a tennis racket.
Oh, ooh, yeah. That would have been good. Right? You know, so it swoops at me, and then it's flying around in the attic, and I'm like, shit, what do I do? You know, weapon. Can't shoot it.
And what comes to mind when you think a bat's biting you?
Rabies. It's always.
Do you think of mice biting you and going, "Oh, there's a mouse. I'm going to get rabies." No, you think there's a bat.
So tennis racket would have been great if I had one in my attic, but I didn't. But what I do have is a 5-foot sword. So I grabbed the sword that was sitting up there and I start swinging at this bat, and eventually I hit it.
Wow!
And I killed it, and I asked Dale, and that's worth like 15 experience points.
Did you slice it?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually sliced it.
Yeah.
I thought you just blunted it.
It was bleeding and like guts were coming out.
Ooh,
and
wow.
And I took a hammer and smashed it in the head. Because it was still alive.
And
so. Got to do something to it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the next night, scratch, scratch, scratch.
Oh,
more bat?
Another fucking one up there. So
you killed his wife.
Yeah.
He's coming for revenge.
Yeah. I recommend mouse traps like this because my shitty house I rent is filled with mice. And these are.
These are plastic contraptions that look like snowshoes.
They're fucking awesome. They're not that much more.
Oh, really?
Than the like wooden ones. The wooden ones are shit. Eventually, the balsa wood, like the staples, come out, and they're hard to set because you have to set the little wires carefully. These things, they're plastic. You fucking pull down on the lever. You just like click. It clicks in place. It's got a spot for the peanut butter, and it's got giant plastic teeth that kill the fuck out of anything.
But that just looks like it traps the mouse. I like the wire ones because they snap the neck.
It kills the fuck out of them. Believe me, Tom.
Yeah? Yeah,
I have like
10
of these in my basement. It squishes their entire brains out. They're good. I'm telling you, try and find some plastic ones like this. Get out of the fucking 19th century with that wooden shit.
Or you get yourself a rat trap. Same wooden wire thing, but like five times the size. And just the mouse explodes.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know if you want that.
I don't know if I want a mouse explosion.
But there's all kinds. There's all kinds of, like, you know, better mouse traps now. They've built a better mouse trap.
But what am I supposed to do about the bat? They're not going to walk around in those things.
You hang the mouse trap from a string, so when they fly through... You get some moon.
Wait, what kind of bait do you use for bats? Fruit.
Yeah, fruit for sure.
I guess.
But you need to reset
the
fruit.
No, they eat bugs.
It goes rotten.
Oh, yeah.
They eat mosquitoes and stuff.
They eat fruit.
Catch a mosquito.
Yeah.
Wait, if you just hang a fly trap in your basement or your attic, you'll catch the flies.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Then all of a sudden it turns from a fly trap to a bat trap.
I have those fly tapes up there.
Yeah, exactly.
No bats stuck to them.
What if you just get the best bug zapper in the world? Would that take care of a bat?
Probably.
Well, they don't like light.
It's true.
So they stay away from it. Why can't flying things be more consistent with one another?
I wish I could just shoot a shotgun in the attic.
You can. It's your house, right?
Yeah.
Then I got a leaky roof problem.
Might not. I mean, bat, leaky roof. What do you want? Can't have it all.
Just shoot it horizontally. Don't shoot it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll be fine.
Your wall's not going to leak that much water.
Right. Like, it has to come in sideways. You're fine. Yeah. You could just put new siding on.
It's like a vent.
Yeah, exactly. You just make an event. Yeah, that'd be fine. You could put some screen there if you needed to. Little bits of screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Animals suck.
So, all right. After the show, I'm going to the store. I'm getting wire hangers made of wire.
Okay.
Not the plastic ones, which is all I have. So I got this cool
suitcase.
You need
an abortion or something? What do you know?
I got this suitcase. I'm traveling on Wednesday. And I got this suitcase that you can hang clothes inside of it. And then it folds in half and zips up. And it looks like a nice fancy suitcase. It was inspired by, I saw Brett's suitcase. And I go, I want something like that. Because I usually just hang shit in the back of the car. But I run out of space on the car hanger. Because I got these bulky plastic hangers.
Well, and that car hanger is made for like one hanger.
Right.
Regardless.
It's made for like a coat. And that's it. Or a tie. So I ordered this thing on Amazon. Surprisingly, it didn't show up broken in half. Or it didn't get lost in shipping. Like, you know, everything else
comes to your house. Yeah.
Yeah. So that came, and I was pretty impressed with it. It's got this little hanger clip thing inside, except it's really designed for hangers that aren't nearly as bulky as my plastic ones.
Yeah. The plastic ones are nice.
It's like half inch thick. But yeah. So I need to go buy wire hangers and significant mouse traps.
Yeah. Swing by Home Depot, go to their pesticide zone.
And I need to bait them.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
Yep.
Yeah. They work good. Believe me. Because I spent like half the year when I first moved in with I just bought the normal wire ones.
Took you half a year?
No. What? With the normal shitty wooden wire ones. Jesus Christ, something just drove by. Sounded like an F1 car. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Anyway, listeners probably heard it too, because I think it came through the headphones.
I don't think so.
Anyway, yeah, these plastic ones, recommend them highly. Do it.
Okay.
You won't regret it. Well, also, you can fill a bucket with water.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
And it will kill multiple mice.
I have a bucket with water.
And then you forget that there's two mice dead in the bucket of water, and like you check it a month later, and your basement smells like death.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't want to do that.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's a rental. It'll air out. I need to get back to trapping, because I haven't gone down there and like set any.
How's your fur coat coming along?
Bit by bit.
Yeah, it's made out of mice. God damn, it's going to take forever.
A couple square inches at a time. Yeah. That's how it's coming.
But
lots of stitching.
About 6 square inches a year. Never with the glue traps. I don't know why anybody would even think that would work.
At least the glue traps, they catch a lot of spiders and bugs and stuff if you just leave them out for a year.
No bugs and spiders on any of the glue traps that I've seen.
Oh, shit.
Nope. Huh. I think I just kill them all.
Yeah, maybe you get to them first.
I'm very vigilant.
Yeah, this is that time of year where I keep finding scary, like kind of like, they're probably the size of a quarter or like some sort of grass spider or something on a ceiling, and they move fast. I told about it on the show. I had to squirt one with a bunch of bleach. Well, I found another one on the ceiling recently.
Had to.
No, because the fucker ran behind. I tried to hit it with a towel, like a paper towel on the roof. I was on the.
You just
I'm sorry.
Walked
the
paper towel at it.
Yeah. Well, I was on the phone at the time. My mother. I told the story. It ran behind the shelf, and so I squirted a bunch of bleach behind the shelf, and it ran out. And then it was kind of like, and then I was able to squish it. Well, the next time I found one of them fuckers in the living room, the cat is great for finding. Like, if you have a dog or a cat, you'll just be sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden the cat's like staring up with laser beam eyes the ceiling, and you're like, oh God, Jason's here to kill me. And it turns out to just be a spider. But at least the cat saw the spider. So I'm like, well, the fucker's directly over my computer desk. So I'm like, I'm going to hit it. It's going to drop down into my fucking, like the week before I come home from doing the show. I walk over and plug in my computer and grab my mouse, and a fucking spider ran out from underneath that. I had to kill that fuck. So anyway, I'm like, I don't want the spider dropping off the ceiling into my keyboard or whatever. And so I'm like, I'll trap it with a glass. And then what? I don't know.
Not
so I trap it with the glass, and I'm like, I scrape it across the ceiling as close as I can to the sink. And I'm like, this is a big fucker. I don't think water is going to kill it. And it's
too big for water.
I feel like it's going to be able to get up and out of the glass
before you can get it down from the ceiling.
So yeah, so I gingerly, like, it's kind of calmed down and stopped moving. So I very gingerly move it over to the sink, and then I fill it with bleach, kill that fucker fast. But it worked good. The bleach killed it pretty fast. Then I flush it down the toilet just to make sure.
Two things. One, I feel like we've talked a lot about animals on this show, just in general.
Oh, yeah?
Like, pests.
Maybe.
Two, Jason Voorhees, I'm not a horror guy. Like, I'm not into horrors.
Yeah, no. Smart people don't like horror movies. They're stupid.
Some people really like them, and
yeah,
that's fine.
Idiots. If you like a horror movie.
Some people like zombie movies a lot.
But everything's just so stupid. The characters, they have to write the characters because he's fucking retarded. Otherwise, there's no story.
But like, especially slasher movies. I never liked slasher movies. But I submit Jason Voorhees is the least scary slasher murderer.
I don't even know.
He was just a kind of large man who walked really slowly and wore a plastic mask.
Yeah, the old style hockey mask.
Yeah, the goalie mask. That's all. What's scary about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, he has a weapon. But almost anything else with a weapon would be equally as scary, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, Freddy Krueger had the, you know, the claws or whatever.
Yeah, and he could...
And he was weird looking.
And he could invade your dreams or whatever, right?
Like, Freddy Krueger, he could have put on this mask and been way less intimidating. The Jason mask.
Yeah.
What say you, Tom? Jason Voorhees, scary or not?
Never watched those.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's what I said. Only stupid people like horror movies.
But all you have to do is walk at a brisk pace.
Right.
And then, like, if you do see him, you just, you know, dodge one blow and then you're gone.
But that's like a franchise movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like
a bunch
Friday
of
the 13th.
Yeah, so they were smart, see?
No, Friday the 13th.
Any actor could step in and play that. They don't have to keep paying the guy more.
Oh,
that is a good
any
point.
Fat guy can put on that mask and play that character.
All right, I just got real confused. I thought A Nightmare on Elm Street was Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. Jason? Is that Jason?
I don't know.
So what's Halloween?
That's Halloween.
It's Michael Myers.
Holy shit. Is Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers different people?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Let me find a picture.
So, wait a minute. Who's Jason? Who has the hockey mask? That's
Jason
Michael
Voorhees.
Myers.
No, that's Voorhees. Michael Myers had the mask of, like, the melted mask of Captain Kirk.
Jesus Christ. They're both the same goddamn thing.
Pretty much.
I forgot they were two different people. Which one went to space?
What, they went to space?
I think Jason Voorhees went to space.
We just walked onto the shuttle.
So wait.
Yeah.
Halloween.
He's like, hey guys, can I go to the space station?
Halloween is Michael Myers. Jason Voorhees is just a dirty man from Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently.
With a hockey mask.
Yeah, and a machete. And a machete. Anything a good 9mm would take care of.
That's like as scary as somebody with a football helmet and a deflated football.
So. Go Pats.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Wow.
What's new with you, Tom?
I'm glad we figured that out.
Because I got more things. I just don't want to jump into thing after thing of mine.
Not much.
Not much?
Nah.
You don't want to discuss fictitious movie killers?
No? No.
Who's seen, what's that movie with the clown just came out again? It. Have we seen It?
A new one?
Yeah, the new one.
No.
I've heard good things. I've heard it's like more of a, kind of makes fun of horror movies in a way. Like, it's not an outright horror movie, so...
I never saw the old one, either.
No, I don't think anybody did.
What's your favorite kind of movie, Tom? What's your favorite movie?
I think I like comedies. I don't know. You're going to hate me. I say Clerks.
Clerks!
You know, last night, everybody, we were all at a going away party for Brett.
Everybody that comes in here is way too uptight.
And
it would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
That took way too long. I'm very upset at Jason. Mm-hmm. Or what the fuck's the guy's name?
Yeah.
The fat guy. What's the fat man's name?
Silent Bob?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin, yeah.
He's no longer that fat. He looks creepy as fuck.
Well, last night, people were having a discussion about issues. And then at one point, someone quickly referenced something that had to do tangentially with a Kevin Smith movie.
37.
And I didn't want to discuss politics, so I just started talking about Kevin Smith and how much I hate him, and nobody agreed with me. Nobody. Everyone's like, oh, he's the best. Because he did that one thing once that I liked. One thing.
Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy.
Yeah, he has one thing I like, too.
Oh, what's that?
Dogma.
Okay.
I like most of Dogma.
Okay.
Some of Dogma I liked. But that's it. It doesn't mean I like Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He's done plenty of things I don't like. Tusk was awful.
Okay, anything...
They turns a man into a... Justin Long becomes a walrus.
What?
Justin Long becomes a walrus. Yeah.
I haven't seen any Kevin Smith movie in the last 14 years.
That's why you don't hate him.
That's why you don't hate him.
All right. So there's the moral of the story.
You did it right.
Yeah.
You did Kevin Smith right.
Mm. Yeah, after he started doing the podcast, his podcast called Smodcast, with him and Scott Mosier... Scott Mosier, like that podcast can be pretty fucking funny because the Scott Mosier guy, hilarious, very underestimated.
Here's
comedian
the problem.
Guy.
I know what happened.
But then he started doing the podcast, and he's like, I want to do independent movies again. And like, he did the new, he directed that new, there was some.
Jersey Girl. He did Jersey Girl with J-Lo.
Yeah, that was.
Or wait, was
that
it J-Lo? Was,
yes. And Affleck. Yes, Jersey Girl.
You sure that wasn't like Geely?
Geely was the one that was not Kevin Smith.
Oh.
That was a great punchline for a few years.
What?
Geely.
Oh,
okay. Give me an example.
It was just known as the most terrible movie for a few years.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I never saw it.
No one saw it.
I'm looking up filmography.
Has J-Lo ever been in a movie that's been any good? They're all pieces of shit,
no.
aren't they?
Out of Sight. Money one? Train. Both good.
What now?
Never heard of them.
Out of Sight was a Clooney movie. But I get all the old Clooney movies confused. I think Out of Sight was all right.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, Jersey Girl was in 2004. Then he did Clerks 2, which is okay.
No, it wasn't.
I liked Clerks
2. That shit was awful. It reminded me of Clerks, right? Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Also not that good. Not that good. It was a very bad depiction of Pittsburgh.
Oh, now we see where it comes from.
I don't even remember
this
being
this fucking
in
fat Jersey motherfucker made a movie about Pittsburgh and he didn't get the gum bands right, yinsies.
Chasing Amy, way too talky.
But he did Cop Out in 2010, and then it went right down to shit, because he did like Red State after that, and then Tusk, and Yoga Hosers, which was such a screaming pile of shit.
That's what Dale was talking about.
That's what Puke was talking about.
I was talking about Yoga Hosers, yeah.
Yoga Hosers.
Fucking horrible. It's free on Netflix. Check it out. Then kill yourself, because you've watched it.
Sounds too expensive.
I think what happened is you had a handful of nerds that praised the shit out of Kevin Smith, and then he got all big-headed.
He was one of the first people to reference... like, do pop culture references in his films. He did Jaws and Star Wars and stuff like that. So all the nerds are like, oh, I know Jaws. Like when Dante's got this thing of salsa, and he's like, salsa shark, we're going to need a bigger boat. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I've seen Jaws, too.
I don't feel
and
like
then they watched
the
a few more
to do
of his
that.
Yeah. No?
No, not at all.
Who was?
Anybody before
him. Oh, okay. Spielberg?
Sure.
Lot of pop culture references coming out of old Spiely.
He creates the pop culture references.
That is true.
Anyway, yeah. I just don't think he's worth anything.
Okay.
You know,
he's worth several $1 billion.
Well, that's fucking... I don't like that at all either. Anyway, it's very upsetting. Mm. I like him less than Jason Voorhees.
I see.
I was walking by his comic book shop in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
At like 2 in the morning, and he was coming out and locking up the store, and I was like, I'm not going to bother.
Good.
What? Nobody wants to be bothered on the street in the middle of the
night.
No,
that's true.
Oh, you did it out of respect for him, not just dislike for him?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I wouldn't have bothered.
I mean, I was going around town because I was like looking at all the places from his movies.
Mm. Oh, that's crazy. You should have run up and like slapped him in the ass and been like, Kevin Smith and
yeah,
went off.
I touched Silent Bob's ass.
What year was that?
2002.
Okay, well, fairly recent.
So it was probably the peak of Kevin Smith.
Then. Yeah, that's
yeah,
kind
it was
of
right
that's
after
kind of
like Jay and Silent Bob
Strike Back. Yeah. Hell yeah, that came out in 2001. I remember watching that. We made fun of that so much in the army. Me and my retarded army buddies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Snoochie Boochies and stuff.
Yeah, that's what ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that?
What am I, idiot army?
It was pre-9/11. It was a different world.
What am I?
It's the pinnacle of comedy.
Post.
Obviously.
Post, I think. Anyway, there was a tape out there. One of my buddies had a camera, and he was filming stuff for his sister or some shit, and I jumped in front of it and screamed that thing from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back with the Click Commander line. No? You don't get it?
I don't get it.
Okay. Well, if anybody knows where that tape is, that'd be fucking sad and shit. Please burn it. Don't ever show that.
Or hang it from your ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done that.
We know.
So,
coming up after the break, we might have
Where's the time going?
PCL clip for the break. Maybe. If not.
Well, it's either from your music show.
No, we did it last week, I think.
Did we?
I think we did a music... teaser last week.
Oh, yeah, we did. Did we?
I think we did a music teaser last week.
Maybe we did we?
So, this week...
Stupid.
You might get a Newsweek Nick teaser.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Nick. Nick, are we going to get are you doing a News with Nick tomorrow, right? It's a special News with Nick, isn't it?
I was about to be epic. Hang on.
Thanks for repeating that. That's very helpful.
Well, I think I'm a hilarious.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Nick's been pretty quiet over there.
Who cares about that? It's gay.
Yeah. So maybe a news with Nick PCL, maybe not.
Oh, my butt.
Either way, pukingthing.com/VIP. Pay us money. Listen to me. Get real drunk. And play music. And other things, too.
Yes.
Go to break. Oh, coming up after the break.
What?
I'm teasing the second half in case people are going to tune out.
Oh.
Like they do on a radio. that's how podcasts work.
Yeah, that's
right?
How podcasts work.
They turn
work.
A dial and then they just never listen to the rest of it.
That's true. That's, yeah. That's how I listen to all my podcasts.
Don't turn dials. Keep listening. And after the break, we are going to talk about me getting treated differently by a policeman.
Ooh. When I was a child, I was a pedophile.
Good for you.
I walk in, and it's just Harvey.
Ooh.
And he immediately starts massaging my neck. I heard him open a bottle of champagne, and I don't even think I had a sip, and he exposed himself.
He's doing what you said.
Right.
Take out your dick.
Yeah, but that's not how that works.
I think that Harvey Weinstein could say, you know, that Brett, he told me to do this.
I would do interviews and I would say he misunderstood what I was saying. The context is very important. You need to already know that the girl likes you and she already has to have done a couple passes, like with her forearm,
right,
sitting together. There has to be some interest.
Sure, or it has to be the end of your career.
yeah.
Which actually it is. Ironically, right. It is. As soon as you expose yourself, it is the end of your career.
Well,
right.
Once you're exposed for being
exposed for being exposed.
Right. Exactly.
You know, during the break,
huh?
I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't like tattoos.
But you got a tattoo?
No. Oh, I wish that was the story. But I can appreciate a really good tattoo. Like,
okay.
It has to be really funny.
Kind of like a watch. It says 1260.
That's pretty good.
It's fucking good.
It's pretty good. But I thought of one. You know, there's like the symbol on bathroom doors, like a male and a female and like a child. You know, I feel like there's a lot you can do with that.
A child symbol?
I know they've done a lot of shirts with those symbols,
okay,
and bumper stickers and whatnot. But why not tattoos? Have you ever seen a tattoo of that stick figure?
No.
No, because it'd be really gay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, do it right. Here's the best one. You can look it up. On vending machines, at least back in the day, they would have these warning labels about not shaking the vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a picture, a depiction of the vending machine
like
falling
toppling
over,
onto a guy. Yeah.
And it says, could cause death. I like that.
You want a tattoo?
I don't want one. I would appreciate somebody who got one. In fact, you know what, listeners? This might be for you.
If you get,
you get the tattoo of the vending machine falling over on a stick figure person who's like leaning back, you know, it's falling on them, but also it says pukingthegang.com underneath it.
Free PCL for 2 months if you do that.
2 months, yeah. Yep.
That's worth $10.
No, I would give away a year's worth of PCL
Fuck
for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of warning labels. That was perfect.
Thanks for making the noise for me, because I was about to do that.
Well, why don't we just... we got to pick up this. This is very low energy in here.
Yeah. So what do we need to become energized?
Wait, should this be saved for a PCL?
No, we just do it right here.
What the fuck is this? Okay. He's pulling out, like, miniature beer bottles.
Here you go, straight from Thailand.
Jesus Christ,
questionable,
it's fucking cockroach piss.
Questionable energy drinks with questionable ingredients that I don't even know what they are.
What? What are the ingredients? Is there sugar in this?
Probably.
Carabao.
Carabao!
Energy drink.
This is a lot of energy drink. Like, those 5-hour energies are gross enough.
Inositol.
Like
nicotinamide.
There's 21 grams of carbs in this?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure the nicotinamide and the dexapam.
I'm sure the vomiting will take care of all of it.
It'll take care of it.
Oh, I do God like damn. the It's like a bull skull, or maybe a water buffalo skull, but it's got a bird tattoo. Tom's actually drinking it, so hopefully he dies first.
Oh, it's pretty good. I'm pretty sure this has some sort of nicotine in it.
I need an energy drink to get into this energy drink.
It smells exactly like a 5-hour energy. It's just 3 times the size. No, it's way more than 3 times the size.
I literally can't get mine open.
Give me it.
Use your... Oh, my God. If only you'd seen the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I could have talked about
it. I haven't seen
joke.
It. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, no, it was good.
I started Brett
it's
on it.
It's literally like, is it a Jew thing? You'll know when we get there, and it involves opening stuff.
Okay. That already happened on Curb. He sliced his hand open trying to open a fucking package.
No.
He was trying to open a GPS.
No, not a package. A bottle.
Don't spoil it. Just don't spoil it.
And it's like if...
He's
if there was ever
he's
a Curb...
Fucking spoil- I'm just going to mute him. There. He can't spoil it for me. He can't spoil Curb. That's the most important show I've ever seen in my life. He can't spoil it.
Then why
don't
you
dare
watched
fucking
spoil...
Because I started Brett on Curb because he hadn't seen it. So we started watching season 6 together. Because I feel like if you haven't seen Curb, it might be a little bit off-putting to watch season 1. Because it goes all the way back to like 2000. It was standard definition. It was, you know,
swear.
A little clunky. Swear. You know? It wasn't really, it hadn't hit its stride yet. It was still very good, and I still love it. But for most people, they don't need to start there. Because Curb, one episode can be phenomenal.
Shit tastes like cough syrup.
You don't need to watch every episode before it to like the one episode. Mm-hmm. So I learned a great place to start anybody is season 6. The first episode of season 6 is Meet the Blacks.
Oh.
It's a great place to start. It really is. I actually got somebody else started on it this week, too.
Good job.
Yeah, so I started watching with Brett, and we've gotten to season 7, and that's it, because we only watched it very sporadically, and I just thought, oh, well, eventually he'll want to keep watching, and we'll make it to season 9. It might be next year, but I'll get there, and...
What do you mean you'll get there? You got to start watching now.
No, everybody's...
I can't be ahead of Curb and ahead of you. That makes no sense, that sentence did.
Ahead of the Curb curve? No, here's the thing. Everybody's watching it now and riding the Curb high... And, you know, that's cool. I like all the Curb talk, as long as it doesn't get spoiled. And that's fine. People are just talking about Larry David in general. So cool, I'm happy. Then, 6 months from now, I get to watch season 9 for the first time, and I get all the goodness all over again. I think it's a better way to do it.
But I can't talk about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, so don't spoil it.
So in the new season, Larry David...
No, shut the fuck up! I'm going to drink my energy drink. But yeah, the vending machine tattoo. Crushing Man.
Crushing. Not as popular as Burning Man, but close.
I think it's way better. More creative. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of a skunk?
There you go.
Shoot it. I've shot quite a few skunks.
Really?
I've stabbed one, too, with a spear.
What? And it didn't squirt
you? Where's the spear?
I had roommates that would just leave garbage bags out on our porch.
Not good.
And something was tearing the bags open and strewing the garbage around. And one night I hear, stuff, scratching around and making noise out there.
Fucking Japanese people.
And the bag of garbage is rolling around on the porch. Something is inside of the bag of garbage and it's rolling around on the porch. I'm like, I gotta kill this thing. I gotta kill it.
Turns out it was a baby after he shot it.
So, I didn't shoot it. I got to do something. So I took a knife and I duct taped it on the end of a board and into an ersatz spear. And I start stabbing the bag with it. And like I'm hoping I'm going to kill whatever's in there.
That's awesome.
And it's a skunk and it's spraying inside this bag.
No.
And it smells so fucking horrible.
Yeah.
The next time you do that, which I'm sure will happen again very soon, make sure you film it.
Yeah. And then the next time I shot a skunk, I had some friends that were doing a movie, a student movie. They were a film student or something, and they wanted to film a movie about something in the aftermath of a party. Okay. So they're like, Tom, can we film at your house? It's a movie about something the day after a party. I'm like, yes, as long as you buy me 2 kegs, I will throw a party, and then your set will be all ready for you. So they did, and I threw a big party, and whatever. I woke up hungover. They were already filming the movie. And then around sunset, they're waiting for their golden hour. And I went out in the backyard, and I shot a skunk while they were filming outside. And the cloud of stank it released went right over the whole production, and they all had to run.
Wow.
Yeah, they stink pretty fucking bad.
Yep.
But yeah, no, just shoot them.
Yeah. I got one. I don't know where he started showing up, but I have this security camera, and it tells me, like, you know, oh, it detects movement or something outside. And there's a little skunk fucking comes up by the garage, goes kind of underneath the porch and comes back out and walks around. He's been there like 5 times now. Like I keep the garage closed so the trash in there can't be accessed. And I try not to throw scraps outside. But I have recently, I had some chicken bones and shit, and I chucked them out near the golf course in the wood line. And I think he's coming from the golf course.
Well, you get one of those, like, have a heart.
I got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's big enough for a skunk, though.
You trap them in that and then just shoot them.
Skunks aren't very big. They're
pretty big.
They can be
bigger than a cat.
No, they're not bigger than a cat.
I also had two cats on my porch.
They just have a really big tail, but the body of the skunk is very quite small. Mm. It's like a big rat with a huge tail. They get pretty big. I've come very close to two skunks. I can't believe I haven't been skunked.
Congratulations.
Based on my proximity to both of these skunks.
Yeah.
Both times with the dog.
I've heard of somebody you trapping a skunk in a have a heart, then filling a trash can with water and then drowning it.
It's going to spray you when you go near it.
No, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, good point. Yeah,
you just shoot it. It's a wire cage. You won't even hurt the cage, probably.
Yeah, the that's have a heart thing with a skunk is not going to work out.
Just put the trap somewhere you know you can shoot at it.
Or get a biohazard suit.
Oh, I have two of those.
You do?
No.
Oh.
Who the fuck has a biohazard?
If you did, I was thinking we need to make videos with them.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to go to autocross in them.
Oh, yeah. We could be like Marty McFly.
That could be the Lemons theme.
Ooh. The like, second-rate Marty McFly time machine. Yeah. Instead of a DeLorean, it's a shitty old Saab.
No. Even better. Here's what we do. No, we need to make it more realistic. We don't want to knock off Back to the Future, because I'm sure that's been done in Lemons.
Okay, true.
What we do want to do is, along the skunk theory here, so the biohazard suits.
Biohazard?
But
yep.
When we race, we have a skunk in the car with us. Speaking of a skunk in the car, yesterday we went disc golfing.
Oh, yeah.
And we stopped over at Trevor's house to check on the building to see how it was going. And Trevor's got these chickens that walk around, right? Like, I don't know how chickens don't die constantly, because they're always just wandering.
Yeah.
Like, they wander in the road.
Birds that can't fly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we pull up, and there's one stray black chicken, and he's just, you know, chickening around the, it's a sheep.
Sort of going.
Yeah, so he's just walking around the driveway. We park Puke's car. I open the door, and there's a chicken right there, and I go, oh, better close this door. And then I thought, wouldn't it be funny if the chicken jumped into Puke's car as I was closing the door? And Puke gets out and just walks away from his car, leaves the door wide open.
Yeah,
and I go,
you say it's going to get... I'm like, it's a fucking chicken. It doesn't give a shit.
Well, in my mind, I thought, you know, a chicken coop is this thing that's raised off the ground on four legs. It looks a lot like a car that's raised off the ground on four tires.
A good point.
And there's one hole the chickens have to jump up to get into. This is just a really fancy chicken coop.
Yeah,
sure enough,
fancy.
Puke walks away from the car. I go, I'm gonna just keep an eye on this situation for a second. Chicken walks right around, sees the open door, and I go, no. And it hops right up in.
It's in the car. Chicken in the car.
Yeah.
And you tell me, you're like, there's a chicken in your car. I'm like, no, there isn't. And he's like, right there, and I see it. It's in the car. It's on the fucking center console. Then it's in the back seat. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. So we walk
if I wouldn't have said anything, we would have drove away with a chicken in the car.
Yeah. But,
like, shit in there and scratch everything up?
No, thankfully it did not, because Andrew saw it go in there. And I was like, well, I'm fucking dumb, so I got to shoo this chicken out. And then as soon as we shoot it out, we're looking at Trevor's building. And we walk back, and the fucking chicken's, like, back at the car, and it just goes under the car. It's under the engine bay. And I'm like, that fucking chicken's going to, like, crawl itself up into the fan belt or something. And, but it was just sort of like sitting next to the tire, like, oh, well, I found a new spot. I was like, get the fuck out of here, chicken. Then we ate it.
So,
yeah, chickens are crafty little bastards, I guess.
Yeah. And then after disc golf yesterday, we went to Brett's going away party at his family's.
Oh, yeah, Brett.
And I was driving your car because I can't be a passenger in some cars. With some people driving them are just worse than others. And for some reason, riding in the passenger seat of your Mazda 3 Puke, I get instantly sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. So I really insist on driving, and that's fine because most people don't like to drive. And so I'm driving. We're driving like 45 minutes away or so to this party. And what happens, Puke?
You get pulled over in my goddamn car.
Yeah. I get pulled over, and I'm just like, yeah, welcome to my fucking life. Like, you were riding in this car, and you would have just thought nothing wrong is happening. There's no reason this man should be disturbed upon his drive from one place to another. And sure enough, a cop drives by, and I go,
oh, you just go around a corner, and you were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, what? How fast are you going?
I was going a whole 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
40.
But you happen to be in a 30 zone in this fucking back two-lane highway bullshit.
If this road were in any other region besides New Hampshire, New England, it would have been a 45-mile-an-hour road.
Yeah.
But it was a 30.
Yeah.
So cop drove by, and I go, fuck. Fuck, fuck.
Fuckity, fuck, fuck.
So he turns around, and I go, he's going to pull me over. Like, he hadn't turned his lights on yet, but I just knew. Because as soon as I drove by,
he did
hits
a fucking
the
UE as well.
And that's what always happens. I drive by a cop, they hit the brakes, they do a U-turn, they pull me over. I used to just go, fuck that, and I ran. But, yeah. So he pulls us over, and I'm like, fucking Christ. So Puke's like scrambling to get all his guns out and throw them on the dashboard or something. I don't know what you were doing.
No, I pulled the gun out of my, well, the registration's in the glove box.
The gun registration?
Both. No. You don't have to register guns in New Hampshire.
I don't know.
But the registration for the car is in the glove box. There's a gun on top of that. So I'm like, rather than opening the glove box and the cop being like, oh, look, a gun, I'm going to kill everyone. I take it out and I put it in the mat pocket behind me in the passenger seat. And then I pull out the registration. That's all.
Well, that was a great idea, actually.
It's always good to fiddle with your gun when the cop's approaching your car.
Yeah, I try to make sure and do that real quick.
So, cop walks up, and first thing I notice, he's got the most cop-like mustache I've ever seen. So,
I didn't get to see the mustache. I couldn't see him. Even.
I kind of like that. And then, he startled me. Like, he scared me.
Oh.
Because normally a cop goes, license and registration, or, you know how fast you were going? Or, let me tell you a thing about, for the next hour, about safety. Let me tell you how to be a safe driver.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a cop, goddammit!
So, he walks up, and this was so shocking, I did not expect it. He goes,
nice beaver.
Yeah. he goes, where'd you get that chicken in your back seat?
Yeah.
So he goes,
chicken thieves, eh?
Hi there. How you doing this evening? And I'm like, I'm all right. How are you? And he's like, would you mind possibly if I could please maybe see your license and also please your registration? And I'm like, all right, what's up here? What the fuck is going on? I'm like, well, it's his registration. And I point to him.
Yeah.
And I hand him my license. And he's like, okay, well, any idea why I pulled you over? I gave him a hint. And I go, I knew exactly what happened.
Yeah,
well, here's how it went.
Everyone knows.
I'm driving. I see cop. I look at speedometer. I see 40. I go, oh, we're good. I see speed limit sign, 30. I go, fuck. That's what happened. Yeah. So I told the cop exactly that. No. I said, he goes, you have any idea why I pulled you over at all? And I go, no idea. I don't know. And he's like, well, going a little fast back there. You know how fast you were going? I go, nope. He's like, ah, you got you coming over the hill at 42. And I go, okay.
Yeah. And he said something about, like, we've got some complaints from the neighborhood here trying to make sure people go slow.
He didn't even say that. He just goes, well, the speed limit's only 30 here. Like, he's explaining to me, like, he's
obviously
apologizing for inconveniencing me. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, I'll tell you what. I'll be right back. Let me just run this real quick, and we'll get you on your way. And I'm like,
what's happening?
Okay. Then he walks away, and I go, you know what? Fucking veteran plates.
Yeah!
Because I said to Puke, I'm like, I have never had a cop be anywhere even half this nice to me. I'm like, has this happened to you before? He's like, yeah, they're always this nice.
Yeah. And I've had one cop that wasn't in Keene that was, like, surly-ish, but he was, like, the same age as me. He was probably in his 20s as well.
Yeah.
But most cops are very, very kind of friendly, and
Jesus
they're all
Christ.
Just like, you know, how fast are you going? I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I know I was going too fast, and I just...
I was going too fast?
Oh, yeah.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Because you got to know how power-hungry fucks operate. Because if you try and lie to them and shit like that, then they're going to get more angry at you. But if you're just like, you know, like, yeah, I know I did wrong. I was just, you know, wasn't paying attention to my speed. And, you know,
that's the perfect excuse to say, I don't know how fast I was going. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you say that.
If you're saying that,
you just said, I
know I was going too fast. That's what you said that you say to a cop.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Okay.
You might as well say, yeah, I was doing 120.
I was having a little PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a convoy. I was driving a little too fast there, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention when I ran that child over. I leaned over to snort a line of coke off the shifter. That's essentially what you just told me you said to a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Like you've seen the videos of cops, they pull somebody over, and it's some chick who's like, do you know who I am? Why do you think you run it? And they're like, then the cop just gets angry.
But that's not the other, you're acting like you either suck the cop's dick,
yeah,
or you be that crazy chick.
I'm saying there's
right,
a middle.
Yeah. I think I'm
and the middle is
the
exactly
middle.
What I did. No, I'm describing the middle.
No, I'm the middle.
You're admitting to fucking guilt.
Mm.
Tom.
No, you never admit to guilt.
See?
I don't think I would be admitting to guilt.
You just said I knew I was going too fast.
Nah, I probably wouldn't word it exactly.
I
like
always
that.
Act I super surprised.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're like, what is happening? Where am I?
You start
I didn't
reaching
even
in your
see
pocket.
That sign. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It was 55 earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, I must not have seen that sign.
I just say I have no idea.
I like to talk too much.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate it.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear a bunch of shit.
Right. Oh,
small talk.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I was drunk and I got pulled over on the way home from that concert, I was telling the guy what kind of music it was. Yeah. I was drunk. I thought I was fucked. But it was cool.
So you're like, let's have a convo.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, whatever. Yeah. Veterans plates. Awesome.
Cop was super nice and left.
Gave you a warning.
Yeah. The recruiters should really use that when they try to get you to join. You get these magical plates. They get you out of all your tickets. And
yeah. They should give like a little slideshow and they go, okay, let's look at this guy here. This is puke.
I think it should be policy that you just. If you have the veterans plates, the cops should just be like, okay, at most it's $10.
Yeah, but in the recruiting process for these Army people, you know, rather than talk about the Army and things like that, they should just say,
duty and all
right,
that horseshit.
Look at Puke. Puke was an Army man for 6 years.
Hi.
Then we have Andrew here. Here's what happens when a policeman encounters both Puke and Andrew. Same policeman. One day, he pulls over Puke. Hi there, sir. You mind telling me if you know how fast you were going? Speed, I'm so sorry. Right?
That was a direct quote.
But let's see what happens when the cop pulls over Andrew. You were going way too fucking fast. Get out of the fucking car. That was me getting slammed against the car.
That's probably great for the microphone.
It's fine. I've seen people flail these around on stages and, you know, catch them.
Then they replace them.
Yeah.
We
can replace them. I'll replace if I have to.
You better.
But anyway, I was stunned. I need to get on this veteran plate thing. Can I get veteran plates?
It only take if you technically have a car with them on them. You've been driving for weeks now.
True, and it's illegal.
Oh yeah, it's not inspected.
I don't get pulled over because of veteran plates.
You sell your car to Puke and have.
His name. Can I just put my car in your name, my truck?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure it won't affect your insurance or your registration or nothing. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I never get pulled over.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I never get pulled
over. I never
over.
Heard any stories about you being in court tomorrow.
To be fair, I've been pulled over 3 times in the past 3 months. And
aren't you in court tomorrow?
No tickets. Yeah, I have court tomorrow. Fuck. God damn it. Nick's coming to court with me. I'm so fucked. I don't even want to go.
No, who does?
Well, I really don't want to go because I got a lot of work to do.
Oh.
That's the problem. Can't do this shit on holidays.
Yeah. Well, that's why you just pay him. Move on.
Does Nick have a great defense ready for you?
No.
I mean, I know he's good when you're covered in tacos.
Yeah. I'm fucked. There's nothing. I'm not trying. There's no try. There's just
it's not
go there
covered in tacos
and look angry. And he used to write about cheese. I don't know. I'm really depressed about it.
Oh.
Well, here, have a snack. Cheer yourself
God
up.
Damn it.
Oh, what's he got?
I don't know what that is. I don't want to know.
I bet it's bugs.
No.
Seasoned anchovy with sesame seed.
Fuck you.
Oh, anchovy.
Ching Chang, naturally
fuck
crispy.
You. No, I can't do it. I can't.
No, they're pretty good, actually. I ate a bunch last night.
Andrew is disgusted about fish and everything.
I'm drinking this energy cockroach.
Mm.
So anyway,
anchovy.
So we got more topics.
These aren't that good.
So listen to this self-help podcast. Is it self-help if someone else is telling you about it?
Are you making the effort?
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, then somebody wrote a self-help book. It's still a self-help book.
Okay. Stay right up on that mic a little bit when you talk.
I don't want
not
people
so much
to
when
hear
you're
me.
Showing that fucking
the
fish.
No, it's fine. It's ambiance. Is it ambiance or ambiance?
I like ambiance.
How gay are you? Oh, then it's ambiance.
Okay. So, yeah, I started listening to this podcast, and there's all kinds of shit on there. And I heard this one interview with a financial guy, young guy. He was like in his late 20s, probably.
So he was 12.
He was an Indian man.
Oh.
Like a, you know, dot Indian. And he was on this podcast. He probably gave like 2.5 hours of interview, and I found the guy pretty
Jesus,
good.
2.5 hours?
Yeah. And he had a bunch of really practical advice, and I thought,
Jesus Christ. I wish I would have done something when I had more money.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we all want that. But the ideas he was putting out there were like, look, you're not good enough to save money. You're not. If you were, you would have been doing it, right? I'm a shit. And that, I agree. Like, I'm not good enough to save money. I just make money and I try and not spend all of it. I spend most of it.
You just got to put it somewhere it's harder to spend.
Right. So,
like a closet?
Like a different account or something.
No, you put it inside a little cage with a bunch of rusty nails that stick in one direction.
So it pokes
So once you grab the money, you can't pull it out. So, anyway.
Get yourself a bunch of mousetrap glue and put your money on the glue.
Yeah. And then no one will take it from you.
Yeah.
You'll never lose it. So, yeah, but like basically his philosophy is, look, create an automated setup where your money comes in and gets dispersed. And I know this isn't revolutionary or anything, but it gets dispersed where it needs to go. Also, do some really simple things like just take care of some lingering shit you have laying around, like, you know, open accounts that aren't doing any good or
lingering shit.
Yeah. Dingleberries.
Yeah.
But yeah, just take care of that stuff and make your accounts work for you. Make sure you got the best account. And I thought, you know what? I know nothing about my bank accounts, if they're any good.
Well, who cares? It's a checking account, probably, right?
Right, but also like savings and stuff.
Oh, you have a savings account?
Now I do.
Oh. There's not much point to them nowadays, is there? They don't pay any interest.
No, they really don't.
No, they don't pay. I get like...
Unfortunately, when the book was written, they paid a lot more.
Yeah. I think like once a quarter, I get about 3 cents out of my savings account. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So, it's about 4,000% below what I pay in credit card fees.
But I just thought, you know what? If I set up this infrastructure, this automated infrastructure, it would take action on my part to stop it.
Yeah.
So by me doing nothing, I'm doing the right thing once I set this up, right? And then down the road, if I want to add more, like when I'm making more money, then I can add more pretty easily. So I thought that's really practical and really smart, and it's at least admitting to myself that I'm not that good. I'm not going to actively go in and just be like, oh, yeah, here's some money I could, you know, use for anything. I'm just going to take it and throw it over here and never see it again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you're not Nick.
So you spend, exactly. Yeah. So you spend a couple hours just setting this up, and it's done. And the book is this guy, he's Ramit Sethi. And I don't like the name of the book, but it's called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I really don't like the name of the book at all. But it is really good. It takes you...
It's also super colorful. It's like hot pink on the cover.
Yeah.
Obviously meant to catch your eye, but...
But it takes you week by week through like a six-week thing. Week one is simply just, all right, consolidate your credit cards. If you don't have debt, get a credit card that has rewards that you'll actually use. And, you know, you get a little bit back from that. Week two, set up your checking and savings and all these accounts. Week three, IRAs and 401ks. It all sounds very boring, but I actually started reading it and took a bunch of action items and notes and immediately started doing it, and then my true Jew came through.
Oh,
great.
Like, yay. It felt good. Like, it felt really good, and I was kind of having fun. Like, comparing different credit cards and the rates and rewards and the fees, and I was just kind of figuring it all out and going, oh, this is awesome. So I got a new credit card, and it's metal, first of all, which is way cooler than it sounds. Like, I know it sounds pretty cool, but in reality, it's really cool.
Is it cash back?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
Because the cash back, it's such a small percentage.
Bullshit. I get 2%, maybe a little bit more.
A lot of those cash back ones, it's 2% on certain things.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh. I get bonuses when I redeem it into my checking account with the same bank.
Okay.
It adds up.
But is it
especially
metal?
Especially when I use them to buy...
Is it metal?
Huh? No.
Well.
Oh, wow.
I can break credit card machines now.
No, I'm a cheap bastard.
They know I've been there.
See, I use a... There's like an online cashback thing, too, that you can buy like affiliate link through. So I go to a gift card site that sells like discounted used gift cards. I buy those with the cashback activated through that site. I use my cashback credit card on that. Then I spend those on whatever site I'm buying shit from. Do that, and it's like 6% off.
I like that.
Yeah,
I really like that.
We're listening to his credit card right now.
Oh, metal.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Don't hit your fucking button if I start to turn it up.
But like 2% off everything.
Yeah, that's good.
Cash back. That's as good as making 3% more income.
Well, I decided to go with a travel rewards one because I don't like flying because of the cost. but it would be beneficial for me to fly places when I tend to drive. Like, I'm going to Pittsburgh on Wednesday, and it would make a lot more sense to fly, but I'm driving.
Yeah.
So I should get some pretty decent rewards with that. And it just overall was good, and it links up, and I can, you know. Anyway, but it's kind of
fun,
and I convinced Puke to do it, too.
Yeah, because I don't know where people learn about money. Usually, I'm going to guess it's their parents.
Or they just don't.
Or they just don't, which is me. Like, I'm
me
just,
too.
Like, I like spending money. I like it so much. But
I like money.
Yeah.
I should have a drop button that plays hold music.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. But yeah, I can't
Great.
Find it.
No, keep looking.
I was going to say is that like my father was not good with money, but he controlled all the money. Like, he didn't want my mom in charge of the checking
account.
Well,
she's a woman.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it was. But like, my dad was fucking retarded with money. And so my brother's really good with money somehow. He's got a master's in accounting and all that shit, so he would probably learn that shit in college or something. He just
doesn't spend money. Against your dad's bad habits.
Yeah, maybe. Whereas I got all the bad habits where I'm like, oh, a thing I want, and now it's mine, and now I don't have money. And yeah, I'm 35 now, so I should probably start thinking about things like having a savings account and such. And, you know, I'm in a financial position right now with my job where I can, like, kind of have a really good life and save money at the same time, which is, you know, new to me. And so it's kind of good to get a book like this and start thinking about, like, actually being, you know, responsible with shit and paying off credit cards and all this garbage that sucks, but it's better in the long run.
I think so. I talked with you about this, and we actually explored your accounts and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, the contrasting opinion from me to you, and this is where I think the Jewish part comes in.
Oh.
So there's a self-loathing part to Jews, right?
I guess.
So I hated myself to the point where I was convinced nothing I was doing was the right thing.
Oh.
So I was willing to just scrap it all and start fresh, whereas you, you're like, but I like Amazon.
I like
Amazon. I don't want to give up this thing that's costing me a bunch of money. You know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, you liked the decisions you made, whereas I did
well,
not.
Well, no, not.
I hated myself enough to start over.
I don't like the decisions that I made where I have, like, thousands of dollars on credit cards.
But
those are not good
you
decisions.
Didn't want to let go of that.
Yeah, I do.
Now you do.
Now I
but
do.
At first, you were trying to argue, well, I need to have this Visa because, what if they don't take American Express?
Right. That's a good point. And
so I should keep this huge credit card debt because,
yeah,
you know, that one time I had to use Visa.
But yeah, you've convinced me, and then I got the book, and I
just think it's fun to convince you of things because...
No shit. You're constantly trying to do that. Anytime I have an idea, you're like, no, mine's better. It's different.
No, it helps me explore my own ideas. And if I can convince you, I think you're a smart person. So when you come to my side, I just feel better, and also you've argued it out with me. You've allowed me to explore it, and it's fun for me, at least.
Yeah.
How bad of a person am I?
Very, very, very bad. But there's a... Oh, what's this? What's this message came in?
It's not really...
I don't know, because I figured somebody was listening.
It's like, I got an email. Let's stop everything.
Sometimes we get messages during the show from people listening.
Well, then they can wait till next week. There's a chat if they want to chat directly with us that no one's paying attention to, so it's all right.
So sorry about that chat.
We'll respond next week.
But oh, shit. Tom's filling the fry later.
Oh, man, I'm scared.
So, yeah, it's interesting. It's you got me to sign up for this Mint website, mint.com. It's a financial planning or I don't know what the fuck you call it.
It's just a money tracker.
Yeah,
kind of
basically. But it allows you to put like all of your accounts kind of on one website so you see everything at once. And then you go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
I spent how much on bourbon?
Yeah. Or I have how much in student loan debt? No. Which isn't that much, honestly, so, compared to some people. So it's better late than never, I guess. And it's I'm glad that I have a friend like Andrew who convinces me to do intelligent things sometimes.
Yeah, can you Certainly. Believe that? I thought I was the man who has ideas that everyone follows that were bad ideas.
You are.
So
what?
Why are you thanking me for this then?
Why would you think you're the guy? Say that again.
I said I thought I was the guy who has a bunch of bad ideas, but still convinces everyone to follow these bad ideas.
It depends on what the ideas are. Some of them aren't that great.
So, I feel like Tom is a good contrast to this. I feel like Tom has been financially responsible somehow his whole life.
Because,
like, you're 30.
I used to be, like, really into, well, like, when I was poor and making, like, 13 grand a year for all through grad school and stuff, I kept a spreadsheet every cent I spent and got in and everything. And
see, oh, yeah, that's insane. No one poor does that.
No one rich does that.
Because they're poor. And they stay poor.
Right. They're poor and they stay poor. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to stay this poor, so I'm going to at least feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah. So I learned how to live on $13,000 a year. And then when I started getting real money, I didn't live very much better than that. So,
well, that's smart.
But you did, because you bought a house and you paid that house off.
Yeah.
Like, quickly.
And yeah. Well, it helps that I had a different one, and I'm renting them out and getting rent money and everything. And
right, these are all intelligent decisions that, you know, normal people like me and Puke here aren't. We don't do that.
Yeah, well, I learned to live very cheaply.
Yeah, so I've not.
Now I don't have to.
I had to live very cheaply my whole life, and then once I started making my own money, I was like, yay! Get to buy everything I want.
I mean, even look at my car. I got a $7,000 car.
What, the Corvette?
I bought that for $7,000.
Yeah, but then you got a brand new Subaru.
Yeah, well, you gotta have something. Yeah. I need something reliable.
That's true.
Even that's not that much, right?
No, it's an average car.
Yeah.
A little less than the average new car, but it's an average person's car.
But fuck, I'd never buy a new Corvette. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be silly.
So,
especially in New England.
What advice would you give Puke and I?
I mean, just don't spend more than you make.
Fuck,
that's the easiest part.
No, it's not. It's not easy at
all. My whole life, I never really did that. But what I did do was be like, I'm not keeping track of shit. I'm not being responsible, but I'm just making.
You're just working.
I'm just trying
to make
more money constantly. So I was not trying to save money. I was just trying to make money.
Yeah, and you should probably do both.
Yes,
I like to get out of debt.
Right. So
me too, but I also like spending
any extra money. I put it towards any debt that I have.
Like what? Like a house?
Yeah, I made extra mortgage payments every month.
So that's what I set up with this new recent automated system.
Good.
Not an extra mortgage payment every month, just extra principal every month.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Andrew convinced. I put down automatic payments, so it's like close to $1,000 a month goes into this credit card, so I can get it paid off.
Yeah, because Puke's just been paying these credit card companies for years.
Oh, years. That's so good.
Just because he likes having the cards. I don't know.
What? No, I don't like I do like having them. I like being able to buy things I can't afford. And then I pay for it in the back end way more than I should be. Because I'm stupid and I've never been that responsible with this shit. And I've gotten close to getting in trouble a few times in my life. And then somehow I get through it. And then I'm just like, I just don't remember that or something. I'm like, eh.
Well,
here's
the neat part. This guy, he does a good job breaking it down and making it really simple.
Yeah, that's the good thing,
because I never understood
it. I don't know what fucking Roth IRA is.
I'm 31 years old, and for the first time in my life, I'm actually paying attention to someone talking about this shit, or someone's actually talking about it, and
you can understand it.
Yeah, like, no one ever explained it to me.
Yeah.
And I feel
like an
asshole.
Which is surprising, because your father was
not learning. No, my dad was never in save a nickel mode. He was always just earn, because the other half of the parents just spent.
Mm.
So mom would just spend, and dad would be like, fuck, oh, shit, I need more.
Gotta make more.
Just always got to make more. I'm stressed out. Fuck everything. I don't have time for anything. And yeah.
Yeah.
It also helps to have hobbies that make you money.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Like grad school, I bought and sold pinball machines and restored them and fixed them and all that. That made me a good amount of money on the side. And
interesting.
Even now, like antiques, I buy and sell antiques and stuff. And
how do I make money when I drink bourbon?
Make your own bourbon. Do some moonshining.
Oh,
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I got a bathtub.
I made some moonshine.
Yeah?
It wasn't very good. Actually, you know what? I didn't think it was very good, but then I tried like 3 or 4 different moonshines. People would show up at parties with a jar.
Yeah.
And I'd drink it. I go, that tastes just like mine did. I guess it wasn't bad after all. That's just what moonshine's like.
It's fucking pure ethanol. It's going to taste shit.
I mean, it would start on fire. I'm told that's how you know it's like at least 60, 70%. I don't know, alcohol, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah. It was pretty awful. We just mixed it with Kool-Aid packets. Not Kool-Aid, the packet. The packet.
Yeah.
And drank that. And yeah.
You poured the moonshine into the packet and drank from there?
Ooh, that's a good way to do it.
I guess it would make more sense to pour the packet into the cup.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Probably better. Easier to mix that way.
Yeah.
And you can set it down.
Well, there's another example. I made my own moonshine because it was too cheap to buy my own alcohol.
Mm. Oh, shit. Andrew, got to get in on that.
But alcohol's not that expensive unless you go to the bar for it.
True.
That's my problem.
It's a lot cheaper to go to Sam's Club and buy a 50-pound bag of sugar, dump it into some big office water cooler jugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get everything I need for moonshine at Sam's Club. They sell stills?
No, but they're pretty easy to build.
Yeah?
All you need is a big old stock pot and a thing of copper tubing.
Okay, I can do that. I get between Sam's Club and a junkyard, I got it.
Yeah.
That's like serious alcoholic territory there where you're like, I got to make my own shine.
No. It's my dream fantasy because here's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You can play Southern Culture of the Skids while you do it.
That? And I'm going to start moonshining, brewing all this moonshine, going, I got way more than I can handle.
Yeah.
I got to move this stuff. I can't
Shit,
just be
then
sitting
you can
on
be
it.
A moonshine runner in your car.
Then I'll be bootlegging and moonshining and running and Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
I'll become the third Duke brother. Cousin? Duke cousin. They're cousins, right?
So is it cheaper? Sure. Can we get General Lee's cheaper now because you're not allowed to have a Confederate flag on anything?
No, you can't. Dude, those Chargers are so fucking expensive. They're stupid expensive. Anyone who thinks that's the best car is an idiot.
The idiot.
Because I'm thinking that'd be about the funniest thing to rock around campus in right now.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
probably have like 20 kids with pitchforks chasing me.
Probably. We had a guy who painted an orange pickup truck, like a late 70s orange pickup truck in high school. Bright orange. 01 on the side, General Lee, and the Confederate flag on the top.
Did he weld the doors shut so you got to go in through the windows?
No, he didn't go that far. But he was a nice enough guy, I remember that. But there were like 4 black people in school, and one of them complained one day. They made him paint his car.
What?
Yep. They made him paint
his
truck.
That's First Amendment right there.
You would think. My dad got real upset. I know I told this on the show before.
Like, made him paint it so he could drive it to school?
Yes, if he wanted to bring it to school again, right. He had to have it painted.
Not, you have to paint it to exist or something.
Right. But my dad got real upset when he heard that news story, and he never took any interest in school, my school whatsoever. Like, I never heard him say much of anything about it.
What are your grades? Who cares?
But one day, yeah, and he had no idea what my grades were. But when he read this news story, he was pissed. And he said, that's it. I'm getting you a Confederate flag yarmulke, and you're going into school. And I really wish I would have done it. I was too much of a chicken shit to do it because I hated the fact that I was Jewish.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So, anyway, I wish that would have happened.
Yeah, that'd be some serious activist cred right there.
What the fuck would they do?
Rocking around.
Are they going to persecute the one Jew?
Yeah, they probably would. Well, I don't know about...
They would be terrified.
15 years ago, but now, I bet they would because the Jew is the... Jewish people are like the man now.
The Jew, a Negro.
Yeah.
That book?
What is that? Yeah, what is that from?
It's a book Brett read.
Oh, okay.
It's Thaddeus Russell, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never read a book before.
Yeah.
Except for that book we just talked about for the last half hour.
Finance book.
So I'm
trying as well. It's good to have a kick in the ass and have somebody like yell at you for being stupid.
How could it hurt?
And well, yeah, it's definitely not going to hurt. It will only benefit me in the end, obviously. But it's like eating salads. You know that cheeseburger would be way more delicious, but... You also don't want to be 250 pounds, so you have a salad, right? So maybe I want to get that $1,200 racing wheel for my Xbox, but obviously I'd be much happier next year if I had $1,200 in my savings account.
Yeah, you know, I mean, no, you can get that $1,200 racing wheel if you want it that badly. Just pay off your fucking debt first.
Yeah, I just bought one. Andrew said I could.
If he blinks at his computer a certain way, it just buys anything on his wish list.
Yeah, right. I have an Amazon Alexa that reads my mind.
When he dreams, he talks to Alexa and buys things.
Oh, my God. What if you did that? You talked in your sleep, and you're like, Alexa, buy this thing. And then you just, like, 2 days later, there'd be shit at your door, and you're like, what the fuck? I don't remember buying this.
Alexa, buy me 4 bidets. I know my house is only 1 bathroom. Alexa, don't sass back.
So. Yeah, but my problem is that I see things that I, like, I see a thing that I want. Mainly my problem is I read like tech blogs and stuff or, you know, whatever. I'm on Amazon and they're like, look at the new thing Amazon came out with. And I'm like, ooh, a new thing. God, I want that new thing. I don't need that new thing. And then if I can put off that fucking buying of the new thing for a few weeks, then I'm like, eh.
I write it down. I'm like, I want that. I'm going to sit on this for 2 weeks or so.
I really need to go,
you know what? That was stupid.
That's the Osborne theory. If you want something, wait 10 days. Do you still want it?
Yeah. I've heard that a lot in my life, but I never
would have made it through.
No, stupid.
But thankfully, I have Andrew,
who, like, sometimes I'll ask him, I'll be like, should I buy a racing wheel? I really want one. And then you're like, no, you're fucking stupid.
And I love the idea of a racing wheel.
Yeah, it'd be great. But also should pay off my thousands of dollars of debt first, you know, would be way the fuck smarter.
I don't feel like a racing wheel should even be considered as an option when you have credit card debt that's high interest debt.
Right.
Also, you gotta figure out what you can buy used. Like, maybe you can find a used racing wheel.
Yeah. Well, at this point, it's been like 3 weeks that I've been lusting after such a thing, and now I'm done. I don't care.
Okay, good.
That's how it works. It's like for me, I tried yours. You bought that racing wheel a few years ago. Never worked on your Xbox. Last week, I was like, let me try it on mine. Maybe it'll work. No, it doesn't fucking work. I don't know. Somehow, you just got like a fucking broken whatever, you know. I guess shit happens. And, ever since then, I'm just like, meh. I'm fine. I'm fine with the controller, I guess.
Yeah, see, my problem...
But in November, I'm going to buy an Xbox One X.
Why?
Because it outputs in 4K.
Why?
Hot damn.
How many K do you have now?
I mean, let me write this down. Do not buy Xbox.
I bought you a goddamn PlayStation 4 Pro.
You and two other people.
Mostly me.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Actually, I played the shit out of that, too.
Me... Someone else who got credit for my portion.
Ah, yeah.
And a little bit Nick.
I see. Yeah.
Does it do HDR too?
Yes, it does.
Nice.
That's why, because you guys got me that PS4 last year, and then I had to buy the...
I had to pre-order the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then I had to buy the 65-inch TV to go along with it.
Right, because your TV wasn't good enough.
No, it wasn't.
You see how this works? It never ends.
I know it doesn't end.
You go... Oh, I got this awesome console, but I need a TV that's as good as the console.
Yeah.
Then you get the TV, and you're like, oh, now I have all those other things that aren't as good as the TV.
Yeah, now I can't play Forza 7 in 4K, because that's on the Xbox One. It's in 4K, and I want 4K.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
I have a half-K TV, and it Forza 7's great on it.
I've got 3Ks.
Yeah.
Racist. Why does your Guinness beer have the fucking Mount Rushmore on it? What the hell's going on? And a toucan.
Well, that toucan's been on their ads for a long...
The fuck's going on with Guinness?
The toucan's been on their ads for a long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My goodness of Guinness or
He's
something.
He's not a beer professor.
I'm not a beer professor.
I don't know. I just find it very strange that Guinness...
Oh, here you go. This special can commemorates the 200th anniversary of our first export from Dublin to America.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I'm trying real hard to move on.
Okay.
You want to move on?
Let's move it on.
Hey, let's move on.
Yeah.
To... Okay. What I brought. Or do you have something else?
No, I have something else. We'll do what you brought on the after show.
Well, we're doing it now. I teased it at the beginning of the show. We got to do it.
Listeners, if you want to hear it,
get
unteased by Tom, you go to pukeinthegang.com/VIP, right?
Exactly. We're at 45 minutes, so...
Okay.
I mean, what's the best argument to do on the regular show? Because we got a full show already, and I still have something
it's
I need
true.
To get to.
All right, listeners. Well, if you want to hear what disgusting thing I found that is worse than balut...
Oh, Jesus.
If you want to see the second vomiting live on Puke in the Gang, go to pukeinthegang.com/live. If you didn't catch it live and you want to hear it, pukeinthegang.com/VIP. What a good commercial.
Mm, excellent. Excellent job.
So, Puke, I need you to pull up that text.
Okay.
And I need you to read it.
The whole thing?
No, just read as much as you want. I think the whole thing is great because it just gets better. So, let me set this up.
Whole thing's a lot.
So, I have a friend who... She works in clinical psychology. For
I like money.
Alzheimer's.
I found that drop.
Oh, good. Good. That was the longest delay drop ever on this show. History of the show, episode 300.
Go away, Baton.
So, anyway, she works in clinical psychology for Alzheimer's patients.
Mm.
And a while back, she was working at a university hospital. And there was like a bulletin put out to all the nurses and doctors and all the people who worked there saying, hey... There's been some creepy guy creeping around. He's been arrested. You know, if you see this guy, like, get the fuck away, right? So this was posted up all over the hospital she was working at. And one night, her and her friend were outside taking care of something, and some guy wearing overalls started, like, walking towards them and shouting at them.
Oh.
So they just freaked out, ran back in the hospital, locked the doors, and then he starts banging on the door, screaming and yelling, like very angry. And this is the way the story was told to me. I thought it was a fantastic story. So he's screaming and yelling. They just hide, and he's out there for a long time. Eventually, they come out. He's gone.
They call the police or security or something?
Her friend called the police.
Okay. So it's a hospital.
They went to security first, and security laughed at them.
Security's like, I'm fat and lazy.
And the guy was yelling at like Alzheimer's patients and stuff. So once they told security that he was soliciting Alzheimer's patients, those were like the magic words, and security called the cops or her friend called the cops or something. Weird. So anyway, the cops came, and they went outside, and there was a note left outside the door to them from this dude.
Oh.
And so the cops read it, and once it was all said and done, she stole the note.
Oh.
That way she could have a good story. And I really appreciated it. So I have the note, and Puke's going to read it here. I did my best to edit out...
the name of the actual university?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
So you can read through. It's not that long.
No, I guess not.
It'll take a couple of minutes, but it does get better as it goes on. And I think Tom will find it amusing.
All right.
He's a man of science.
Here we go.
Should I comment in the middle or wait till it's
just
done?
Just let me know if you got a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Alzheimer's workers, doctors, and nurses, I was recently called with a warning by Officer Coates of the University of hashtag PD.
No, Andrew put the University of something police department.
Blank police department. I have been looking for some way to cure some of your Alzheimer's patients with my miraculous nutraceutical Expel It! Grazoff Tamuna! In quotation marks. Which has cured 25 people of Alzheimer's. Evidently, some people at University blank ALZ
is Alzheimer's Research.
Okay. Do not believe I have the cure to Alzheimer's. But they refuse to talk to anyone who tried it, refuse to try it themselves, and say it does not work. Then they call the police on me, which I usually curse heavily. And my magicians curse heavily. Anyone who does that.
All right, let's just stop here. First off, some man may or may not have invented a cure for Alzheimer's. And the problem here so far is he's just not being taken seriously.
Right, as we all have trouble with this.
Right. So I could see someone creating something miraculous. And we've seen a million movies about some guy creating something brilliant. But no one takes him seriously because he's the kooky guy.
And he's wearing overalls.
And he's wearing overalls. But that's
beating on the door.
That's the only lab coat he could afford.
Sure.
A bottom half lab coat. Right?
Yeah.
So
at least it keeps the pubes out.
But by the end of the paragraph,
he says the word magicians.
He has his magicians curse heavily anyone who disagrees with him or refuses to try out his cure.
Right.
So that's, you know,
very
that
sane.
Made me think maybe this guy doesn't have the cure for all some. Maybe. I'm not totally convinced he doesn't yet.
Don't write him off just yet.
Let's hear more what he has to say.
I am a very just person, so I feel I must do something to punish the entire University Alzheimer's establishment. You are criminal obstructors, murderers, preventing your patients who trusted in you from getting cured by me.
So, with that statement, I feel I must do something to punish the entire university. I feel like that's what people say. Maybe. You know, if they're a little frustrated or before they shoot up a classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I feel I must punish the entire universe. Yeah.
The means of punishment is the black devils will come up from their star of darkness and take your souls. Then you have 28 days to put me or to pay me off before your soul is eaten by the black devils.
Wow.
Even afterward, if you pay the price, we can get you prosthetic soul. Which is better than nothing when it comes time for you to die. Without a soul, there is nobody to go to the light. Cost to get your souls back, or prosthetic souls, is as follows. Doctors, $2,000. Nurses, $600. Workers, $250.
I do like the pricing structure that's kind of tiered towards the class that those...
Yeah, it's very progressive.
Well, I find it interesting that the cost to get either your soul back or a prosthetic soul is the same. So why would I go for the prosthetic?
Now, if I'm a nurse, can I buy the doctor's soul?
Buy it for him, like
upgrade
gift
my soul.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. I just
doctor
feel
level
like,
soul. Yeah.
No, I just feel like there's one pot of souls.
Oh,
and that fee is just so you can reach your hand in that pot.
Okay.
You don't get to pick your soul.
I will waive all costs and fines if the University Alzheimer's allowed. It's a University ALZ. It's I don't know how you pronounce it. allowed me to go to work and cure 6 people of Alzheimer's or dementia using my product and my incredible skills. It's no cost to start, but I want $1,000 each at the end of treatments. To cure old people with Grazoff takes 3 to 5 weeks.
All right, so now it seems like he's a little less angry.
Yeah.
He's kind of back to the helpful, you know.
Yeah, he just wants to help people, right?
He just wants to help, and he's willing to waive these costs to replenish your soul or replace your soul. So that seems, you know, you're a pretty nice guy. And $1,000 a pop, you know, big whoop. I mean, medical expenses are high.
Yeah,
$1,000 is nothing. And the guy's going to incur some, you know, some professional expenditures.
I invented Expel It, in quotation, or I'm sorry, in parentheses, the Grazoff Tamuna, end parentheses, 15 years ago, out of necessity. I was the first user, and it worked quickly. 15 years in obscurity is enough. You are going to allow me to expose the working cure. If there is no answer to this letter by you, then I may get mad and ask Emotep to take away your spirits, like we did to Officer Coates. In addition, we can use Slif's 88K red line system, break up just about anyone's marriage. The doctor lady who called the cops on me is now under 3,200 curses. The cost to resolve, $3,200. Signed, Douglas Louisville, TDRR Imholden, KO, comma, Fourth Way Master.
So,
that's when you get a gun.
I was on board.
Work.
No, I was totally on board.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You thought he had the cure for Alzheimer's.
Maybe. I at least wanted to give him a shot.
Yeah.
But then he brought in Imhotep.
Oh, yeah, that's where the crazy talk really comes.
And then totally unrelated, using this device or this system, he can break up anyone's marriage.
That's a decent threat.
Doesn't seem like it's related
at
all.
But what if they're not married?
So we have this guy's full name and where this is. Can we look him up and give him a call?
Absolutely could. However, I changed his name for the purpose of this show and also to protect my friend, who's kind of plastered all over this thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I do have his website, and Puke pulled it up earlier, and we were reading through it, and this letter is nothing compared to this guy's
website.
Is it
like timecube.com?
That's exactly what Puke started saying. I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
It's very cool. Andrew didn't know what TimeCube was. Oh. So,
but we're not pulling up TimeCube.
Go to timecube.com if you want to see a batshit crazy website.
Is TimeCube still up?
It is.
Died.
It is.
Nice.
Oh, he died?
I think he's dead.
Makes sense.
I could give him a call and see.
I do want to at least show Tom this guy's website.
What is it?
Oh, I thought I left it open on your computer for a reason. I even bookmarked a specific paragraph.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but
you should tell me these things.
I said I'm leaving this up so we can bring it up on the show.
I forgot.
All right, well, never mind. We'll look it up later. It's the end of the show. Thanks for coming, everybody. 6+ years.
I found it.
300 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Sorry we didn't do anything special.
Yeah,
Tom's here. It smells special in here.
Gonna do some special stuff on the PCL.
Oh, God.
You should at least throw a photo of what I brought on the Facebook for this one as a tease.
Wow. Okay.
That's up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 300 episodes and 600 some total when you include all the break shows and PCL shows and shit like that. You know, we got a lot of content out there, fuckaroonies.
My biggest question is, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Indeed, but thank you so much for being crazy.
Yeah, but have you made it this far? How have we made it this far?
How have we made it? That's the true test.
If there wasn't a room dedicated to this in my house, would I even be doing it?
No. God, not after 6 years?
Reconsider my choices.
It was such a pain in the dick to set up this shit every time and break it down in my tiny apartment.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks for having the room. Setting up the room, right?
Yeah, no, whatever.
What do you mean? Well, it's your show, too. Like, now suddenly you're just like, yeah, fuck this show.
No, I'm not saying
that. Oh, okay.
I'm just marveling at, I don't stick with things.
Thanks for 300 episodes of laughs, guys.
You're welcome, Tom. Do you stick with things like a mouse on a glue trap? Right on!
Puke and the Gang could just turn into
reading this guy.
Jesus, we could just be his followers. And five. You hear your nick drops ready?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do them.
Okay, well, just you know, just roll with Tom. I mean, if you're going to do anything, at least set the whole house on fire. Like, not part of it. I feel like that'd be the huge pain in the ass. At least the whole house goes down. Insurance, it's valued at more than it's worth. I'll be in way better shape if we just do with the whole thing.